Now, this is a really interesting question. The loss of status occurs by operation of law and policy, and it doesn't automatically follow that the Hong Kong Immigration Department systems are trailing right in their wake. So, assuming your daughter is over 21, then her status will be downgraded to the right to land. For all practical purposes, this is the same as the right of abode, although she can now be removed from Hong Kong and has lost the right to vote. Technically, she should relinquish her permanent identity card and apply for and be issued with a non-permanent identity card. She can reacquire the right of abode again, if she applies for it, after another 7 years of continuous ordinary residence in Hong Kong. As for your husband, I'd urge you to regularise his immigration status to resident once again, via an application for him to be your dependent. If he has lost his unconditional stay, then he's no longer technically resident in the HKSAR, and he'll be here as a visitor. As a non-resident, he doesn't have the right to use the e-channels, even though he has physical possession of a Hong Kong ID card that's facilitating his movements across the boundaries. It really does make sense not to do that again, honestly.